Muammar Gaddafi's ouster coincides with the demand for Bibles in Libya, radios paving the way for church planting in Asia, and a water ministry celebrating another year of ministry with a gala event. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, celebrating 20 years of ministry. I'm Greg Yoder. The Libyan National Transitional Council has started making plans for a new state without Muammar Gaddafi. They met with international leaders yesterday at a summit in Paris to establish legitimacy. A new beginning sounds exciting, except for one thing. Open Doors' Carl Muller explains.
There's some indications that they are highly influenced by extremists and that Sharia law, as the governing law of the land, is one of their objectives.
Religious freedom remains a big question. Ongoing persecution has pared the church beyond a remnant.
By our estimates, far less than 1,000 believers. But it's coming together to pray and to ask the world to pray for the next phase in the future of Libya.
Life remains difficult in the rebuilding phase. People want a legitimate new beginning.
We actually had several of our delivery areas where we were delivering scriptures into Libya over the last few months become emptied of all the Bibles that we had planned for the entire year in the first few months.
Elsewhere, a recent rise in violence could cause people to wonder about Guatemala's elections. The nation's known for its homicide rates, and the September 11th elections could be a recipe for disaster. Several ministries have canceled trips to the nation. But Steve Watson says Global Aid Network is optimistic.
The current frontrunner, if he's elected, things should be fine.
Gain has been affected.
We have held off on shipping containers because you never know what the change of government is going to do. So that's the only major disruptions we've seen, is that we're not shipping containers right now.
That shouldn't last long, though.
I do have containers of food and Bibles and other clothing and things like that that are ready to ship. And once we see that things are okay, we're going to start shipping again, based on how much money we have to ship.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Gospel for Asia has been investing in Christian radio broadcasting for more than 30 years. According to GFA's Daniel Punos, radio is more effective in Asia because groups of people gather around radios and listen for long periods of time, unlike radio listening in the U.S. Punos says their programming has grown over the years.
Right now, we have over 110 languages on the radio, beaming into India, Nepal, Sri Lanka, Burma, all these different countries in Southeast Asia. We get over a million responses a year telling us that this is the first time they've heard about Jesus.
Those responses sometimes indicate unique conversion experiences, like the one man who writes,
"Every morning we gather around the radio, we listen to your broadcast, and we've all given our hearts to Jesus. Can you please send us someone to tell us what to do next? I mean, a church was planted before even one of our people got there."
Your $45 can help. Meanwhile, it's been over 3 months since the Upendo Christian School in Uganda opened, but now it's officially up and running. Some kids in the Ugandan community attend the AMG International School, and others live there. On our website, three kids are featured sharing their stories of God's blessing at Upendo. They're all AIDS orphans who've moved in and now don't want to leave. Pray that God would shine His love through this school to the community. And what began as a mission trip to Kenya 21 years ago has now grown into an international ministry. Living Water International has reached millions of people in 26 countries with over 10,000 water wells. They're celebrating another year of saving lives with clean water and the hope of Christ with a gala on September 30th. Attend the gala featuring Bill Hybels in Houston, or host a webcast for your whole church to get engaged in the world water crisis. Our website has the information. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Congratulations to Amanda Miller, the winner of the Global Action Trip to India. Again, congratulations to Amanda Miller. By the way, Slavic Gospel Association's offering Faith, Hope, and Love this month, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.